Thank you. Thank you for asking that and for some good questions there as well. Yes, I suppose there is something there perhaps that there may well be a need for a sort of a repository, I suppose, of materials that I think we are largely all working off of similar questionnaires. I've certainly seen them circulated around Europe in the past. But equally, the best way to harmonise is to keep that going. You know, we put all our stuff online, but we probably don't spend lots of time comparing with others, and probably we should do more of that. Happy to take any other questions. Otherwise, I can put a couple forward myself. Not seeing anything, so I'll come in with a couple perhaps. So I found it quite interesting you're doing a distance calculation from coordinates, because in the UK we don't actually even collect the local area. I see Netherlands sort of taking the same, they do a lookup of location, but we would only set to say maybe a city or a town area. It only gets more specific if, say, you're trying to differentiate between two supermarkets in the same location perhaps, or something like that. So I wondered whether you'd had any concerns or pushback from your population, or your respondents should I say, about collecting that granular information in order to do that calculation, because you pitched it as a respondent way of reducing respondent burden, which is a good argument, but I think it's part of the concern of moving to an app, for example, or even just online, is people perceive collecting that information differently. So I wondered if you had any issues in that space. My second question, noting you've had a challenging survey, I can't imagine trying to do it in curfew and lockdown and trying to do that as our main survey. That's remarkably brilliant, I think. I just wondered when you were expecting to do another survey, if you have such a plan, noting that I think you mentioned you're drawing on other funds and so forth. So is that something you're able to continue to do, or is it not even within your gift to make that decision?